Very good afternoon to all of us.
大家下午好。
When I was given Psalm 23, I was thinking in my head.
当我接到这个讲题要传讲诗篇第23篇的时候
，It's such an awesome Psalm.
我在脑海里去思想这个诗篇是何等的伟大。
I still remember we met up with Dr. John Whitcomb.
我还记得我与的牧师叫 John Whitcomb 的牧师会面。
He's the Old Testament professor in the former Grace Theological Seminary.
他在这个恩惠的圣经学院是一个旧约的一个教授。
And he has been teaching this psalm in Hebrew for, well, 20, 30 years.
他以希伯来文来传讲这诗篇的时候已经传讲了二十三十年了。
And he said,Believe me, each time I go to this psalm, I will learn something new.
他说相信我，我每次读到这篇经文的时候，我都学习到新的功课。
So we realize Psalm 23 is one of the most beloved psalm.
所以我们发现这诗篇第23篇是其中一个最令人喜爱的诗篇。
And it's often read to comfort the sick, to, counsel people to say they have to ask them to trust the Lord.You know, the Lord will take care of you.
人们经常用 这段诗篇来安慰那些病在患难当中在病痛当中的，也用这篇诗篇来辅导来劝勉其他人。
And we know this, the writer of this psalm is none other than King David.
我们知道这诗篇的作者就是大卫王。
And he was a shepherd from his boyhood onward, right?
他年幼的时候是牧童人。
He was known as a shepherd king.
他是一个牧者的王。
And in this psalm, he used the metaphors borrowed from his experience and his insight as a shepherd.
在这诗篇，他就引用了他做牧童的时候所学习到的功课来做一些。
And in this, he used it to highlight God's providential care in leading, refreshing, sustaining, restoring, and protecting his own life.
通过这些比喻他用来用这些比喻来描述神如何的带领掌管复兴他的子民。
Yeah. For time, let's go directly into the psalm. In verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我们直接来看这个诗篇第一节，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
In verse 1, the psalmist began with a happy affirmation.
在第一节，这诗人他一个很高兴的来说这句话。
You know, look, who is my shepherd? It's the Lord.
他说：“看啊，我的牧者是谁呢？耶和华是我的牧者。”
Well, it's the Lord God, Jehovah, the Sovereign God, is my shepherd.
就是那有主权的全能神耶和华神。
Right. I come under His care.
他是我的牧者，我受他的看顾。
Well, this was confirmed by Jesus Christ in John chapter 10 that we just now read, verse 11.
我之前读了约翰福音第十章第十一节。
Remember, it says here, John wrote, I am the good shepherd. These were the words of Jesus. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
约翰福音十章十一节，这里主耶稣他说到，我是那好牧人，我为我的羊群舍命。
Well, you and I, we are sheep, belonging to the good shepherd, Jesus Christ himself.
你和我都是羊群，我们是属于主耶稣基督自己。
And if you look at the Lord, we realize that in his majesty and power and his very character as God, yet he cares for us, who are frail human beings.
我们看到神是多么伟大，在高高在上的，可是他却看顾我们这些软弱的人。
We are brave, we are undone, and many a time we just stray from His sight.
我们是堕落，是败坏的，很多时候我们也离弃神。
But yet He does not disown us.
可是他没有不顾我们。
So He condescends to us.
他降下与我们同在。
So we belong to Him simply because He chose us to be His own.
我们属于他，因为是他选择了我们。
We belong to him, but he has bought us with a great price.
我们属于他，他也付上一个沉重的代价来救赎我们。
So we realize it was all by his grace and sacrifice that we can come.
所以我们意识到是完全都是通过神的恩典和他的献上，我们才能够到神面前。
And he knew as a shepherd, right, how his sheep would feel.
主身为这牧者，他知道他的羊群会有什么感触。
David as shepherd cares for his own sheep and his own flock.
大卫身为一个牧者，他也看顾他的羊群。
So the happiness of any sheep depends how much they feel of the care given by the shepherd to them.
这羊群所得到的喜乐呢，都是按着这牧者如何的来看顾、照顾他们。
If you think of David's life, what do you think? What kind of life was it? An easy life?
我们想想大卫的生命，他的生命是容易的吗？
We knew from experience. Remember, he had to run away from his enemy Saul.
我们知道，在他的生命的经历当中，他需要逃离他的敌人，就是扫罗。
Saul made him an enemy, not that he did not serve. He served Saul.
扫罗使他成为他的敌人。
Right, he fought all the battles for Saul.
虽然大卫为扫罗征战。
Right, and of course, he had to run away with 600 men and their families all over the places.
当然，大卫也必须逃亡，带他的600名手下和他们的家人到处的逃亡。
And at one stage of time, you remember he was trapped on a mountain, and then Saul's army surrounded him. Gone, finished.You can't be a bird to fly away.
在其中一个时候，大卫的全军都被扫罗的军队所围困在一个山顶上，他们无路可逃。
But deliverance came from God.
可是神拯救了他们。
God stirred the Philistines to attack Israel.
神使用非利士人来攻击以色列。
And he had to Saul had to retreat and defend his the city.
所以扫罗必须撤军，然后回去维护他的城墙。
And by that, David was set free.
所以大卫就得到拯救。
So you see, God cares for David.
所以你看，神是如何的看顾大卫。
Right. That's why David can boast. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
所以大卫可以夸耀耶和华是我的牧者。
He will see to our well-being.
他会看顾我们。
Do we acknowledge God as our shepherd?
我们承认神为我们的牧者吗？
Do you recognize that time and again he has taken care of us?
我们已经意识到他一再的来看顾、照顾我们吗？
So David can boast of this. David fully trusted the Lord to see him through life.
所以大卫可以这样的夸耀，因为他完全的信靠神来帮助他度过他的生命。
The Lord, the covenant God, that's what the word L-O-R-D in the Old Testament is.When you see it spelled in the English, of course, L-O-R-D means the covenant God is our shepherd, is my shepherd.
这个英文字 Lord 当用在英文当中是用大写，就是指着耶和华的意思，意思就是那守约的神。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's the second part of it.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
It is a bold statement, I shall not want.
是一个夸耀的词句，因为他说我必不致缺乏。
It expresses the satisfaction of the sheep. If I have this kind of shepherd, I don't mind. I will be very happy.
这里讲述了羊群他如何的满足。如果我有这样的牧者，我就非常的喜乐。
So being the psalmist did not desire anything more. The Lord is my shepherd, but I lack. You know, I want more. No.
所以这诗人没有在这里说耶和华是我的牧者，可是我还缺乏一些其他的东西，没有的。
He was fully satisfied.
他完全在主里得到满足。
I shall not want, I will lack nothing.
我必不致缺乏，我不需要任何其他的东西的。
I trust his character, you'll take care of me, and you'll give me what is sufficient for me.
我相信神，他必看顾我，并且赐予我、供应我我所需要的。
That's why the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Enough is enough.
所以主耶稣基督的教导也是，他会供应我们一切所需要的。
That's why the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 10 verse 10, he says what? Can you read?
所以在约翰福音第十章第十节，主耶稣也这么说道。盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得更丰盛。
Yes. The Lord is our shepherd. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
主耶稣是我们的牧者，他对羊群说：“我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
So he can say, I don't lack anything.
所以大卫能够说：“我必不是缺乏。”
Sometimes I wonder if we look at our neighbors, we look around things around us, they seem better off than us.
于是我在想，当我们看到我们的邻舍的时候，我们看到他们似乎比我们过得更好。
I was a salesman and.I had a colleague of mine, and after some years when I went to FEBC to study, he called me up for lunch.
我之前是个销售人员，在工作后几年我就到了远东神学院去读书，读神学过后，我的同事就来打电话请我吃午餐。
So he brought me out to a Japanese restaurant, paid for my lunch and everything. It was a sumptuous lunch, okay, it's a very expensive lunch. And I had it with him and we just chat a little while.
他就带我到一个日式的餐馆那里请了我吃着午餐，是一个非常丰盛昂贵的午餐。
And he said, if you have stayed on, you know, you can be the product manager now.
过后他就说，如果你没有读神学，你继续的工作的话，你就可以成为一个经理。
And sometimes you struggle as a student, you see this guy still driving around, he's still, you know, able to spend this kind of money, sign and this and that, you're just wondering, I should have listened to him rather than submit myself to the Lord and then just go.
所以做学生的时候，我在读神学的时候，看到我这同事驾车开车，然后我就想，可能我应该听他的话，我就能够像他一样。
If we have the Lord as our shepherd, we are satisfied.
可是如果我们有神做我们的牧者，我们是满足的。
So, there is nothing that we need. In fact, we Singaporeans are very, very fortunate.
所以我们不需要什么，其实我们新加坡人是非常的有福的。
Some of us have not had any problems in our country at all, right?
在我们当中，我们在这新加坡的时候，根本就没有经历到任何的患难。
We didn't have to go through the Japanese occupation.
我们不需要经历二战。日本的占领。
We don't have to go through the racial riots.
我们不需要经历那些种族的。
In the 60s and all that. I went through the racial riot. We were very, in a sense that I was a student.
在60年代的种族暴乱，我那时经历了，当时我是学生，非常的害怕。
And I saw in Aljunied Road how these people took the thing and then whacked the students behind the bus. And the bus driver was trying to drive off and they were trying to...smash everything. And this kind of thing scares us.
在爱云云这路的时候，有些人攻击这校车来攻击，然后呢，车长就想把这校车开走。
So we saw a little bit, but our older generation saw the Japanese occupation.
所以我经历了一点，而更年长的他们就经历了更多，经历了二战。
And how they went through difficult times.
他们经历了非常困难的时间。
They have to dig for the sweet potato behind their house.
他们在他们的房子后面要来挖掘那些食物吃。
And they have nothing to eat.
他们也没有食物吃。
Yeah. So that's the whole problem. We don't realize these things.
所以问题是在这里，我们没有意识到我们是很蒙福的。
That's why we take a lot of things for granted.
所以我们把很多事情都当作理所当然。
And little problems we cannot overlook.
小小的问题我们就不能够解决。
So here you see in verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
所以这里第二节神的话语说，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
So she finds comfort in the luxurious, you know, green pastures along the hillside and valleys.
所以羊群们他们在青草地上就得到安闲。
So it's a thick carpet grass. I don't know how many of you have experienced thick carpet grass. You just lie down, wow, so nice.
这青草地是一个很舒服让人躺卧的地方。
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
To find such a favorable piece of green grass and all that, it's not easy.
要寻找这样一个良好的青草地的 地段呢，是不容易的。
Yes, in Israel, the water is good. You know, they have streams and they have this and that, but of course they have desert land.
在以色列国，他们水源是良好的，他们有许多的小溪。
But when it's well irrigated and all that, you can see it's very lovely.
所以当这些水都充满地的时候，那里的青草地都非常的好。
But the shepherd has to go out and prepare the place.
可是牧者必须出去来预备这地方。
How am I going to get my sheep to this place?
我要如何的把我的羊群带到这里呢？
So they have to go out and seek where to find this rich pasture land for them.
所以他需要出去寻找这些良好的青草地。
So the shepherd's life is not easy. We'll see later. He has to search for this pasture land.
牧人的生命是不容易的，他必须寻找这些青草地。
Then he to clear up the rocks and all.
你需要把这些石块来移走。
Thorns and thistles and things that stick to the sheep.
那些刺或是会粘到这羊群的，他都需要把它们除走。
You have to tear out the roots.
甚至要把那些根都除去。
They have searched for those weeds that are poisonous.
并且找寻那些杂草，那些有毒的杂草。
So it is not just easy just going there.
所以去寻找不是一件容易的事。
You also have to see how far I can drive the sheep because some of these land are on slopes and they go straight down. So the sheep is very foolish. They will just follow. And one goes, a whole lot goes. That's how it is.
因为有些这些青草地是在一个山坡上，牧羊人也需要知道，羊群能够走到多远，好叫他们不会跌过那个悬崖跌死。
Okay, so it is not easy. So he also the sheep, when you go to green pastures and you look at two, the second part, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
所以不只要带领羊群找到青草地，第二节也说领我到可安歇的水边。
Why is it must be still water? That means quiet waters.
为什么这水边是那些不流动的水呢？
Sheep very easily frightened.
因为羊是很容易受惊吓的。
You just stamp a foot away, they will just run.
你跺个脚，他们就跑走了。
So they are restless when they are hungry.
他们饿的时候也不能够静下来。
And they are disturbed by flies and parasites, you know.
他们也被这些苍蝇所搅扰。
So they are not able to lie down.
所以他不能够躺卧。
But gaze, that means they are eating the grass and resting in green pasture will soothe them.
所以如果能够到青草地上，能够使到他们能够得到安歇，得到。
So their minds are free from hunger or fear.
我叫他们脑里没有想到饥饿或是想到害怕。
So then the sheep will be comfortable.
那么这羊群就非常的舒适。
So it is with all of us. We don't like problems in life.
我们都是如此，我们生命当中不希望出现问题。
Because we are working, especially in our work environment, we work with people who are unscrupulous sometimes.
特别是在工作的时候，我们工作的同事有些人是不择手段的。
For example, if you're an accountant, you know, and somebody say, hey, can help me with the accounts, yeah. And then you go down there, and then certain things are put here, and then they buy things for their home, they put into the company account. What are you going to do?
或许你是个会计，有人就邀请你帮他做账，做账的时候你就发现他把他私人的账目都归在公司名下了。
And you have a colleague that you cannot get along with, and that line is, I just heard from my, a nephew, you know, he works in the production line. Production line, one process. This one, second process. His is the eighth process. So if people hold back, then what happens here? They cannot keep the deadline, and they will be the ones in trouble.
或是你工作上有同事给你麻烦，就如我听到一个人他在工厂上他是有不同的阶段，他是第八个。所以如果头七个出现问题的话，他就不能够如期的将这产品生产出来。
So all the stress and strain, how can I find rest?
所以有许多的压力，我如何得到安歇呢？
But the Lord will give us rest.
神会赐给我们安歇。
And sometimes we struggle with colleagues, relationship, job problem. It all weighs heavy on us. It's a matter of living our lives.
所以工作的时候，有时与同事在关系上也出现问题，这些都使到我们 负担非常的沉重。
But God is always our comfort.
可是神能够安慰我们。
He's always there.
他一直的与我们同在。
He leadeth me beside still water is very important for the sheep.
他领我到可安歇的水边，这对羊群来说是非常重要的。
Because that if the water is quiet, the sheep will go and drink.
因为如果这水是不流动，是安静的，那羊群就能够去喝。
If it comes down as a you know torrent or a stream like that, you know.They will not go near.
如果是个河流是急流的话，他们就不能够靠近。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because sheep is bred for their meat as well as for their wool.
因为这羊群，牧羊人养这些羊群是为了他们的肉和他们的羊毛。
And so they are scared because the wool, if you fall into the water, the whole sheep will just sink.Sheep sing, okay? I'm not sheep can sing, but this is sheep sing. Sorry.
那羊如果跌到河里的话呢，它也会沉下去，因为它的羊毛非常的沉。
Yeah. So running water to them, they are very scared. So you really have to come, bring the sheep to green pastures, clear green pastures. You can bring them but still water, then with that calmness, then they can feed.If not, they will not eat. And then what's the point of breeding sheep and they won't grow?
这急流对羊来说是非常危险的，所以对一个牧者来说，他必须带领羊群到一个青草地，并且带领他到他们一个不动的一个水源，叫他们能够成长。
So that's how it is, alright? It is not easy for them, the sheep, to exist that way.
所以要羊群成长，非常的不容易。
Yeah. So,He restored my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。第三节。
Yeah. It's important to realize. It's only God that can give us the calmness in life.
我们必须意识到，只有神能够使我们的生命当中得到安歇，得到安慰。
The Christian life is an abundant life.
基督徒的生命是个丰盛的生命。
We must realize that we are living in an environment where many are non-Christians.
我们必须发现我们生活在我们周遭的朋的人呢，大多数都不是基督徒。
And sometimes Christians also are not manifesting a good testimony.
有时候基督徒的榜样也不好。
And so it just causes us that kind of agitation in us.
所以是很容易使我们的心情得到急躁。
And inside us also have that depraved nature.
而我们心里也有那堕落的本性。
So David had tasted the bitterness of life.
所以大卫他尝到生命的苦楚。
Because at a point of time he succumbed to temptation.
因为曾经有一个时候他受了诱惑。
He went the way of the world.
他跟随了世界的道路。
He allowed his lust to take on Bathsheba.
他让他的情欲胜过他，使到他与别示巴在一起。
It led him to kill Bathsheba's husband Uriah.
直到这大卫王将八十八的先生就是乌利亚杀害。
He went through a difficult period of life.
他经历了一个非常困难的时期。
So that's why he needs restoration of soul.
所以他的灵魂需要得到苏醒，得到复兴。
We need to get right with God.
我们必须在神面前是正确。
You have your struggles, I have mine.
你和我都有我们的挣扎。
You ask our brother Michael. In the ministry, it's not easy as well.
你问叶传道在这事工当中也是不容易的。
But God is the one that gives us rest. God is the one that will restore us.
神使我们得到安歇，神能够使我们的灵魂苏醒。
He will now lead us. He lead me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
他也会为自己的名引导我们走义路。
So it's not easy.
所以是不容易的。
Right. So the Lord will give us a path of safety.
所以神会赐给我们一个安全的道路。
That's why in verse 4 it says, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
所以在第四节的前半部他说到，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
This verse is often...brought to those who are, you know, in maybe the last stage of their lives.
经常那些在生命的最后一个阶段的时候，他们就会读到这段经节。
Yes, because For the Christian, death is not an end.
你身为一个基督徒，死亡不是结束。
But a door to blessed eternity.
而是一个通往永恒福乐的一个一扇门。
If you trust the Lord, Paul says, you know, to depart and be with the Lord is far better.
就如保罗说，如果我能够离去与神同在，这是更好的。
So we are not fearful of death.
所以我们不害怕死亡。
As the years go by, even now, I'm reaching the age of 70.
我已经接近70岁了。
I look back on my life, I was once wondering, how come?
我回头看我的生命，为什么会如此呢？
Yeah. But whatever it may be, you have to face, we have to face reality.
无论如何，我们都要面对这现实。
Even though we go through dark times in life.
虽然我们的生命经历那些不好的时候。
Even at the brink of death.
甚至在面临死亡的时候。
This is our comfort. I will fear no evil.
能得到安慰，我们不怕遭害。
And the thing is that why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me.
为什么呢？因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
It is important that the shepherd cares for the sheep, and he has a rod and a staff.
这牧者看顾羊群是很重要的，而这牧者也有他的杖、他的竿。
Right.These tools or these things handled by the shepherd is important.
这杖和竿是这牧人所使用的，是很重要的。
Right. With it, the sheep used to guide and protect the, you know, and keep the sheep in line as they drive down.
这牧者使用这杖和竿呢，来管理这些羊群。
So as they go into sheepfold or they go along a path just near the cliff, they will ensure that.The sheep will keep to this side and not fall.
羊群在行走的时候，如果靠近悬崖的时候，这牧者就用这竿使到他们能够走正确的方向。
Right, and the staff, right, it's a crook whereby if you sheep will fall, then if the shepherd cannot reach, you know, by the side of the cliff, he will just hook it up, down here as a hook, a crook, and bring the sheep up.
竿呢，其实的一端有个钩，它能够将这羊救回来。
We may not understand because we are in a city kind of life, but you see that kind of life. The shepherd has to risk his life sometimes to climb down the ledge and then cannot reach, is trying to reach out.
我们活在城市当中，或许不能够明白，不过一个牧人他必须甚至冒险来拯救他的羊群。
So it is something that the shepherd will do for his sheep.
这是一件这牧人会为他羊群而做的事情。
And it's not easy.
是不容易的。
So in the, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
第五节也说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满。
How does a shepherd prepare a table for the sheep?
这牧者如何为羊群预备宴席呢？
And why in the presence of his enemies?
也为什么在敌人面前呢？
You realize in a pasture land, you know, there are all kinds of insects, there are scorpions, there are snakes, hidden in holes and under, you know, the leaves and trees, you know, small shrubs.
你会发现在青草地上有许多的昆虫，甚至有蛇，它们会躲在这树木。植物当中，就是在这洞底下。
And the shepherd has to go around. He has an oil, oil trough, okay, a jar. And then if he sees, if he's able to fish out or hit the scorpion, okay. If not, he will pour oil on it.
所以这牧人他会带着他的油去寻找这些会伤害到羊群的，比如说那些昆虫。如果找得到，他会就用油浇在他们身上。
So the snake cannot go, its oily cannot stand up in order to bite. Because if the sheep graze, then, you know, the snake can strike.
而这些油呢，就会比如说阻止这蛇来攻击这些羊群。
So that's how the shepherd prepares. And some, the oil is also, to anoint. Thou anointest my head.With oil, also to comfort the sheep as well.
牧者就是这样的来为羊群预备宴席，用油来膏羊的头，使到他们得到安慰。
And this oil is also to protect them from insects.
这油也能够保护他们免受昆虫的攻击。
Have you seen a whole place full of flies?
你看过一个地方充满着这些飞虫吗？
Yeah. In summer, it's like that.
在夏天是这样，到处都是昆虫。
I remember I was in Kenya, in the western part of Kenya. You know, I was in Maasai land, and the whole place was, you know, the cooking place where they boil the milk, you know, for us to drink. It's all flies.
我还记得我在非洲肯尼亚的时候呢，那里煮饭的地方，厨房那里都充满着昆虫。
It's outside.Just outside the mayata. It's just outside the house.
在家的外面。
And they will milk the cow, take the milk and pour into a central bowl, and that's where they boil the milk.
他们会把羊的奶呢取出来，然后在那里来跟他将这羊奶煮熟。
So it's very fresh milk, but there were stools around. So we want to sit down.The flies will go off. The moment you stand up, you turn around, the whole thing is black.
所以那里也有一些凳子，我们坐下的时候，昆虫就会逃走飞走。可是我一站起来，那些昆虫就回来了。
And so it seems that the oil there among the sheep comforts the thing, and then keeps also the flies away. Because if they go in, they'll get stuck, you know. And so they won't want to come and land on them. So it's very irritating when there flies all over you.
这些油能够保护这些羊群，这样那些昆虫不会在他们的身上。
So in the presence of my enemies, the enemies were what? Scorpions, snakes, and other small animals that would bite the sheep.
所以这些敌人就指的是那些蛇还有昆虫。
And my cup runneth over. It means I have more than necessary.How the shepherd has protected me.
我的福杯满溢就指的说我们有多余的。
So we can trust our shepherd. Whatever it is that will endanger us, that will cause us, you know, to suffer, to get bites, to this and that, the Lord will take care of us. Don't worry.
我们可以相信信靠我们的牧者，因为任何会伤害到我们的东西，我们的牧者都会帮助我们，保护我们。
So here in verse 6, you hear the sheep saying, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
就在这里第六节，羊群就说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
The sheep says this, David says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he described for us all that the shepherd will do to take care of his sheep. And he ends with this, Surely goodness. I am fully assured that goodness, God's goodness and God's mercy shall preserve me all the days of my life.
第一节大卫说了，耶和华是我的牧者，接着他就描述着牧者会如何的看顾羊群，然后在第六节他以这句话来结束，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And not just here. Our life is not here. Right?
不只是这一生。
It's only 70 years. By reason of strength, 40.
在这一生可能是70甚至80年。
But there will be a life forever.
可是我们将有永生。
That's why he can conclude, And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以他能够说我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So we have a covenant God that is our shepherd. Your covenant God will see us to our future glory.
所以我们有一个守约的神，他是我们的牧者，他必定看顾我们直到永远。
God is our sufficiency. God has prepared everything for us. Nothing happens to us by chance.
神使我们得到满足，他为我们预备了一切，没有任何事发生在我们生命当中是偶然的。
That's why we can never understand how God has taken care of us.
所以我们不能够完全的明白神是如何的来看顾我们。
I hope this what we have gone through would encourage our heart.
我希望我们所读到的能够鼓励我们的心。
Continue to trust the Lord.
我们继续的来信靠神。
Because He will give us wisdom and grace in time of need. But he must be the Lord of our lives. He must be the one with whom we look up to. Good times, bad times. God orders all things in the counsel of his own good will. God will see to our good.
神会使一切都使到我们得益处。
Let us pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Eternal God, our gracious and loving Heavenly Father,
永恒的神，满有恩典怜悯的天父。
We bow in acknowledging thy goodness and thy grace upon us.
我们承认你对我们的美善，对我们的恩典。
Thou knowest our frame and how thou hast dealt so mercifully with us.
你知道我们是尘土，你也带我们充满着怜悯的来恩待我们。
And even in the Holy Scriptures that we have just studied,
在我们刚刚所读到的经节,
truly thou art our shepherd.
的确你是我们的牧者,
our care for us in every aspect and areas of our lives.
在我们生命每个阶段每个方面神你都看顾着我们。
And we know, Lord, that thou will assure us of that glorious future when we shall see thee face to face.
神你也应许我们将在将来与那永恒的荣耀能够与主你相见。
So if any of us are in a struggling with the problems and cares of life,
若我们当中有人在生命当中有患难有困难的时候,
may we continue to look to thee.
我们会继续地来仰望你。
Bless us and even prepare our hearts as we come before the Lord's table.
求神你来祝福我们，也帮助我们来过饼纪念。That
we may partake unto grace and blessing.
好像我们吃的时候得到神你的恩典，得到神你的祝福。For
this we ask and give thee thanks in Jesus' most blessed and worthy name.
我们祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求。
Amen.